time for our weekly discussion with Flo Tess, your first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Follow her on Twitter. The handle's at Kristen E. Rogers. Check out her food blog online, KristenInTheKitchen.com. Oh, yeah, she's also a sports journalist for KEZI-TV here in town, KEZI.com, Channel 709 on your Comcast. Kristen Rogers, how are you on this delightful day?
Steve, I am great. I've actually been in the kitchen all day. Before coming into work, I made some chili lime salted watermelon. We have a anchor that is leaving, so I was giving him a going away present. But they basically taste like non-alcoholic spicy margaritas. So I was very happy with the result.
Yeah, I saw last week you hit up the gnocchi, a personal favorite of mine. It's a culinary masterpiece. And then I see you went away from the entree theory into the world of summery cordials. What could you tell us about that? What was it, a TGIF strawberry concoction?
It's called Frosé. It's super popular right now. It's basically frozen rosé that is pureed with fresh strawberries, or you can use watermelon or any type of fruit that you want. But it's like, you know, people always judge you if you want to put like an ice cube or something in like your Sauvignon Blanc or like your white wine. So this is basically the way of like getting around it without people judging you for just wanting like an ice cold wine drink.
I'll tell you what, a few years ago, I was in New York and we went to a place and I had a $15 glass of Pinot Noir and I'm a little off. So I asked them to put ice in it and the bartender said, I'd rather not.
Yep. Sounds about right.
So, speaking of the lighter side, you were at PK Park last weekend. You did a little preview here. But when you hit the food cart for the M's game, what did you come across? And what was the verdict on the Tastometer?
Yeah, so the Pitch and Kitchen, which is a brand new food truck just over at PK Park, it was created for the M's, so it has the Sasquatch logo and everything, but you can find it out at Lane United Games, and it's also going to be downtown after the M season. Great food truck, everything you would want out of ballpark food, but they've put a very unique Eugene twist on their brat. They make a maple bacon brat, which is a bratwurst that is put onto a donut bun with a slice of bacon and topped with maple glaze. It is delicious. I know a lot of people, including myself, I thought it was going to be super heavy, and I was not going to want to eat it all, but it is the perfect combination of salty and sweet and savory. So I ate every last bite and licked my fingers clean with that maple-y goodness. It is delicious. Hands down, probably my new favorite ballpark food. Yeah, you can get it over at PK Park. If bratwursts aren't your thing, they also do a donut hamburger. So it's a cheeseburger, but the bun is on a donut.
Oh,
so donut buns are the hot buns of 2017 in my mind. So go out there and they're delicious. Yeah.
All right. You seem to enjoy it. We're talking with Kristen Rogers of KEZI. So as a tennis aficionado who played at the club level at USC, got a hit on the Wimbledon finals. And last week we talked about the great story. Venus got there at age 37. But enter Garbiñe Muguruza, who beat her in straight sets. What about that match, and what kind of player this 23-year-old is?
I mean, she's great. Obviously, you don't want to take anything away from her, but I think there was so much spotlight on Venus, you know, being 37 and being the Williams sister, you know, that was playing, obviously, because Serena is pregnant and, you know, doing her own thing right now. But, you know, I really thought Venus lost it. I would say she lost it in the second set with all those unforced errors. I mean,
yep,
that was tough to watch. That was just kind of lazy footwork. And, I mean, you know, she owned it. She said that she felt really slow. She, you know, just kind of felt like she was off her tempo. She owned it after. But, man, you know, what a match there. And then, obviously, what a match for the men. I mean, you know, Roger Federer, I mean, that man is phenomenal. And obviously, Cilic came out and it looked like he was hurting for a while throughout that match. But Roger Federer is the GOAT. I don't know any other way to put it. I think that's the best description of him, especially on grass.
No, actually, that's interesting because, you know, we could have these kinds of debates, Jack or Tiger, Montana or Brady, yeah. But that's one of those things I'd be willing to go to the mattresses. We are witnessing the best player ever on the men's side, no question, right?
Oh, hands down. I mean, especially, you know, a lot of people, you know, if you're having other discussions about other sports and other, you know, greatest of all time, whether that's basketball or golf or whatever other sport you want to get into. But in this case, I mean, 8 Wimbledon titles, most Wimbledon titles by any man ever, most titles by, I mean, you know, he has every single category pretty much locked up. So, I mean, you can get into the nitty gritty of style of play and, you know, think about who was competing against who at what time and what era. But, I mean, Roger Federer is the best I think this sport has ever seen.
Another of your many sports passions, golf. Of course, we're halfway home to the British Open. You thought one of the favorites, Ricky Fowler, the guy to beat. He ran second to Rory at Royal Liverpool 3 years ago, won the Honda, fifth at the U.S. Open. He's 71-8 back, not quite dead. But what do you like about his game that made you think he had a shot at this claret jug?
Well, Steve, now I'm frustrated because here's the thing. Well, one, Ricky Fowler has proven, like you mentioned, that linked course is his best style of golf. He is great there. I thought, you know, this course at the Open this year was going to set up really well for him. And he means to win a major at some point, right? Like, I'm not crazy thinking that it's going to happen. He looked so good at the U.S. Open that I was like, okay, there's no way. You know, he's going to be a top 10 lock for sure. But, you know, I had a feeling that it was going to be him. And I think I'm wrong. Obviously, Jordan Spieth bouncing back, you know, after his performance at the U.S. Open really shows, you know, how much he is kind of, you know, hunkered down and focused on his game to, you know, make sure that the U.S. Open was kind of just a fluke for him. But, you know, I think Brooks Koepka looked really good out there, too. Obviously, just won the U.S. Open. But yeah, you know, now I'm disappointed in my pick. Steve, I'm really good at picking winners, especially for the Masters. For like 5 years, I got 4 of the 5 right.
Whoa.
And now I'm really disappointed in myself that apparently I don't have the same touch with the Open as I do the Masters.
So you're one of the few people who's spoiled by yourself. I don't know if I've ever seen
that. Yeah, exactly.
All right, couple of final thoughts for Kristen Rogers of KEZI. You got to spend some time with the Duck volleyball team today, and we know the storyline, you know, the highly successful coach, Jim Moore, dismissed some... called it odd circumstances. Matt Ulmer now, the head coach. So from what you've observed and those you've spoken with, seems like they've gotten past that. I guess no negativity left over or, you know, still some unanswered questions.
Yeah, you know, I think what was interesting was when we first spoke with Matt Ulmer, you know, 2 months back at this point, you know, legally he wasn't able to talk about what happened and the coaching transition and what that change was like. You know, today the two players I talked with were very open. They said that it was a stressful time for them. The coaching change was a stressful time. They, you know, it's lucky for them that Matt Ulmer is taking over because he is an assistant coach. He is a familiar face for these girls. They say he's doing a great job. He's really helped ease the transition. But I think, you know, you always talk about teams that go through adversity together and come out stronger because of it. And this Ducks team is a great example of that. The girls I talked to said that going through this stressful period, the team has really been able to lean on each other. They also only have one freshman, one new face coming into the program. So they're already very well connected, very well bonded, and going through something like this and this coaching change and all of the, you know, the outside noise and everything allowed this team to become closer. They also said that they feel like this is the most athletic team they've ever been a part of. So they have been hitting the weight room. They have been working their butts off to, you know, in my opinion, maybe to prove people wrong, to say that, you know, yes, there was all this outside noise, but we're able to come through better for it. They seem really positive. They seem really excited. And, yeah, season's starting up really quickly.
Yeah, it's a little over 4 weeks away. And normally there's a coaching change after a disaster of a season. But they were fourth in this killer conference. They did make the NCAAs. And you kind of alluded to it. Their top outside hitters are back, some middle blockers, both setters. So are they pretty confident that they're a team who can not only contend in this conference but make a run in the tournament?
Yeah, no, definitely. They, you know, they obviously have their eyes set on the Natty. That's what they told me today. But they also said that the mood for this team feels different this year and that the team is more comfortable. That's the word that I got from the two girls that I talked with today, is that the team is more comfortable. There's a sense of comfortability around this team right now. And I think it's because they say they feel supported. Everything that they went through, they said the administration did a great job supporting them, that they love their new coaching staff. So I think knowing that the girls feel like they have the support that they need, they can kind of go out and play a little free and a little loose because they feel like they're being very supported by every aspect of the athletic administration, which is pretty cool to see.
All right. And lastly, the weekend is upon us. What can we expect to see from Kristen and Mike and the KEZI sports crew the next couple days?
Yeah, you know, really just kind of getting ready for football season. It's crazy how quickly it's coming up. Oregon State football starting next week. Had a chance already to talk with Gary Anderson and the entire, you know, a couple guys from the Beaver team. But yeah, Oregon football, first day of camp is August 31st. Media day likely August 30th. And if you're looking for something to do next Saturday night, August 29th, looks like they're going to have a Saturday Night Live kind of open camp / practice. I know a lot of recruits coming into town over at Austin. There's been some stuff on Twitter about it. So, yeah, it's just kind of gearing up for football season. Last kind of weekend without any football, which is really weird to think about.
It certainly is. KR, always a pleasure. Keep up with all she's got going on Twitter at Kristen E. Rogers, KEZI.com, channel 709 on your Comcast Xfinity system. Kristen, always a pleasure. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Steve.
All right, take it easy.